Howdy. How is everybody doing? It's been, I think, about a month and a half since my last recording. I think my last recording was December 17th of last month, last year. Happy New Year to everybody. I know I'm super late to it, literally the last day of January. Today we're going to be talking about quite a few things. Today's gonna be a longer episode than normal, and there's gonna be a few cuts here and there because I know I can't just say all of this in one take. And as lucky as I could be, sometimes there's people like power washing the outside of like my apartment complex, like literally my apartment, like the one that I live in. So there might be some background noise, so I apologize for that in advance if you hear it. But let's just get into it. We have a lot to go over. Last year, I want to talk about last year, and we'll go chronologically forward. Last year was a really good year for trading. We had a lot of gut checks, right, where the market went down very viciously, very quickly, kind of exposing some people's like downsides to some of their strategies, including mine, right? Like, I was affected as well. But last year, I finished the year 28.91% up. Almost 30%, very close, but not quite. SPY was up 24.8%, and QQQ was up 25.5%. So beating SPY and QQQ by about 4 to 5%, trading on my own, all of that is realized gains as well. It's not like I have some sort of like big stock portfolio that none of you can like relate to or anything. These are all options trades that I've taken off the table and collected money on. And last year, my profit loss year to date was $106,000 or $106,524.33. I always have trouble saying large numbers. So that went really well. I also did a 5K challenge account where I started with 5K in my Robinhood account. And then I grew that over the entire year. It's not like I just stopped after like 3 months, because that's what seems to be like the main flavor for a lot of people, is they like to start challenge accounts and then just abandon them. I did this one for an entire year. It went from 5K to 9.8K, and you can actually see all of my trades for that account for free at thetagang.com/junie5k. I'm not pay gating it. You don't have to pay me any money to see it, but it's just there. If you'd like some inspiration on how I would start a 5K account, you can go there and see how I did it. Because while I might think like, oh, you know, it's not that hard, it was honestly pretty difficult at times. I truly believe that trading with a smaller amount of money is more difficult than trading with a large amount of money. But if you don't learn your lessons, right, if you don't learn your lessons from having a smaller account and then gradually growing that to a larger account, your risk appetite is just so off. That's why I say like winning the lottery doesn't make you instantly someone that makes you save money all of a sudden, or you don't become like a better trader all of a sudden. For some of you, it might be really good just to start off with a smaller amount and grow that like very incrementally over time. But some of you are just naturally disciplined where you could start off with like a larger amount, especially like if you're older, maybe later in your career as well. But yeah, Junie or datagang.com/junie5k if you want to see the trades that I made that happen. Last year, still going on about last year, 2024 was honestly just an amazing year. It was my first year I took Theta Gang full time, and I really got a chance to just work on stuff that I really wanted to do. I found out, you know, what truly makes me happy when I work on things and what parts of the stuff that I don't necessarily like to do. And I've been sort of like just tailoring my day every day for the last year to fit my absolute perfect lifestyle, you know. And some of that includes like out of just the tech space as well. Like, yeah, sure, I know what stuff I like working on. Like, I like working on the back end more than the front end. That's sort of slowly starting to change. I have some opinions about that now too. But you know, working like in terms of like, okay, I like waking up early now. I still don't like trading at 6:30 in the morning, aka Pacific time. That's when the market opens for me. I don't like trading during that time, but I do like working during that time. I like waking up early now to work as opposed to staying up too late, though I still stay up late from time to time, especially like this week. But yeah, I prefer waking up early now. I like getting my work done as early as possible, because I've always used to hear about people saying like, oh, you're more productive in the morning. I really feel it now. Whereas maybe in the beginning of the year, I started to work like after the stream and stuff. But I really do find that like working on my stuff that I like to work on prior to the stream at 9 a.m. Pacific time is really, really helpful for my productivity. And then I might work a little bit and I'll tailor like sort of the rest of my day around like what I have to do. Do I have to cook dinner tonight? Because of course I'm at home most of the time until I go to jiu-jitsu, but like, am I prepping dinner tonight for me and my fiance? Do I have to run any errands? Do I got to do anything like boring? Like, I'll just do all that boring stuff, get out of the way, and then maybe I'll end up at a coffee shop where I'll do work before I go to jiu-jitsu. I found out that I really like jiu-jitsu even more than I thought I did before, and so I've been continuing to do that and trying to actually like really improve. So that's been really cool. And then in terms of like parents' health, I would say like better than ever, you know. I'd say that they're in a really good spot right now, and I feel very blessed that, you know, having talked about some of their troubles in this podcast previously, you know, like in like episodes from like 2022 and early 2023, you know, my parents weren't doing that well in terms of like health, and they're doing much better now. And of course, this all is alluding to my main event this year. Is I'm getting married in April. So I'm getting married to my fiance in April. My parents are going to be there. And I'd say like most of my very small family will also be there. I'm excited for, honestly, to have literally all the people that matter to me in one room for one night. That's starting to really set in. I don't know if that's the copium of me trying to justify the price of the wedding or not, but it just sounds honestly really nice. Well, my fiance is more worried and nervous than I am, and it's just because I'm really just seeing it as like, dude, everyone in there is gonna love us. I know that like I didn't send out any invites to anyone that I didn't, you know, truly want there. You know, there were no sympathy invites for me. Like if you were invited to my wedding, it's like I really, really want you there, and it just feels so good being able to like sort of say that. And yeah, I'm right now. I'm kind of talking fast. Let me drink a little bit of this. I'm drinking like a Celsius powder. You could get it in the energy drinks section of Costco, and it's really good. Or I take it back. It's actually very mid, but the caffeine amount in it and the health vitamins in it it's pretty good. But yeah, I'm drinking it as I'm talking right now. I don't know if that's going to make me too hyper for this episode, but it's been a while. I miss you guys. Talking a little bit more about ThetaGang.com specifically, I might talk about the market today. I might not. I probably will, but it'll be later. You can feel free to scrub through the podcast if you want, but I'm really just like dumping everything out there in this episode. I just haven't talked to you guys in a while. Last year, talking more about some of the things that I did not really enjoy in terms of like the ThetaGang stuff is, you know, it's kind of hard to differentiate yourself from something that is bigger than you, okay? And I come from like a very non-egotistic standpoint here, right? Like I don't want all of the attention. I would like some of it for the things that I do. And, it, you know, that comes from like, when I do really good, I see people share my profile around on the internet. I see people talking about, especially like my 5K challenge, and people are like, see, ThetaGang works. But then I might be like sort of like red or down, or one of my plays doesn't go wrong. And then people are like, see, Junie sucks. And it's like a total backwards feeling. It's like all my success and credit goes towards something that is, again, bigger than me, ThetaGang. I don't own ThetaGang. I own ThetaGang.com, but I don't own the, like, the mindset, trading style, or any of that. But my failures are all mine, and my successes kind of just get diluted with everyone else. Some of the, I think, most painful parts of my 2024 is when I would receive emails that someone joined another Discord that wasn't mine because they mistakenly thought that that was my Discord. Because there are so many people that use the Theta Yang name. And while, like, I think there is room for everyone to sort of have a piece of the pie, like, I don't think I'm necessarily in danger of, like, someone overshadowing me or anything. There's truly enough room for all of us. But it is, I think, especially important because I do this full time. This is, like, my full time job. And, you know, I've been learning a lot and digesting a lot of, like, blogs and, like, articles from books talking about how it's super important to differentiate yourself from the market. Like, what makes you special? And I think a lot of what makes me special is I show up on the red days. I trade through the red days. I talk through every single one of my trades. At any time, you can ask me about a trade, and I have a specific reason why I'm in it. There's just not a lot of people doing what I do. And I want to really be a champion of something that, you know, I really think is important and build a mission around a product that I think I can truly take to, like, say, the next level, like, on my own. I don't want to share, like, my success with some other bigger idea, and then someone else in that idea takes credit for something that I'm doing. Like, you know, it just doesn't feel good, you know. And if I had, say, for example, a 9-to-5 job and I was just doing this for fun, I don't think I would actually care about any of this. I think, honestly, ThetaGain.com would just be kind of just continuing on. I'd be still, you know, working on it. But I am self-employed. I don't have a paycheck like most of you. And most of my money right now comes from actually just Patreon. So I guess this is like a huge shout out to my current patrons right now. Like, you guys absolutely fund my life. I literally pay rent from my Patreon hitting my bank account. So it's scary, not gonna lie. But I also see some limitations in the Patreon. The Patreon is a very exclusive subscription, right? Like, my Patreon, I don't talk about it in the podcast that much anyway, but just going a little bit more into the details, like, if you've never listened to the outro of the podcast, is like, my Patreon is $40 a month. And while I think, honestly, being real, real, I think the trades in there and the quality of conversation and the community is way worth way more than that. It's a premium subscription. Not a lot of people can afford the $40 a month. And while I would say that, dude, my retention rate on Patreon is crazy. Like, people that join stay for a really long time. And I beat SaaS numbers by a mile. So whatever we got going on in the Patreon, we have it good. Like, we like what we like. And, you know, I'm hoping that we can grow Patreon. But, like, I want to also offer a more accessible solution, right? Not, I would always feel bad because, you know, I would get emails talking from, like, college students, or, you know, saying, like, oh man, I wish I could join your Patreon, but, you know, I just can't afford $40 a month. And I'd always tell them, like, dude, I'll open up more $20 seats in the future. Maybe I'll run, like, some marketing campaign. Like, if you show me, like, your college student ID or something, like, I can, like, get you a spot on $20. And I just never got around to it, for better or for worse, right? Like, I want to make sure that, like, people that want to follow a good example, or, you know, get inspiration from a good example, can do that. And that is a large part and reason of why I want to start offering another solution that is much more accessible, even for college students, because people would ask me, you know, can you open up more $20 seats? I could afford the $20 seats. Well, now I'm releasing TradeOtter.com. It's been out for maybe, I would say, like, 2 weeks now. I've been just busy grinding, working on this thing since last year. And that's a large part of the reason why I actually took this break on the podcast. So, ta-da, or surprise, this is why I've been MIA on the podcast, is I really needed to use the time that I would use to record just to crank out TradeOtter.com. So, looking at this, TradeOtter.com is the premium version of ThetaGain.com. ThetaGain.com is 6 years, six entire years of development, R&D, fixing bugs, getting feedback, and just like piling things on just to get it just right so everything works together and in tandem. But during this last year, as I've been like trying to add more features to ThetaGain.com, it is a chore, man. Like there's just so many custom parts of ThetaGain.com that I can't change without breaking something else, and it's like a complete mess. And I know if I was a better software engineer, number one, I probably wouldn't have gotten laid off. But also number two, ThetaGain.com could be more modular and I wouldn't have to run into this problem. But I can kill two birds with one stone here, and offering TradeOtter.com as the more premium version. It's faster. You get to see my trades and you get to see everyone else's trades on TradeOtter.com. It's only $9 a month right now. Okay, in early access pricing, if you get in before this is fully released, you get to keep $9 a month for the rest of your life. Otherwise, after it's released, it's going to be $18 a month. The trades on TradeOtter are private, so my trades on TradeOtter.com are private, and your trades on TradeOtter will be private. But amongst our community, when you log in, you'll be able to see other people's trades. You'll be able to see other people's sharp ratios, other people's profit factors. And I think it's just going to be like the best trade journal slash community ever. Like, I've already built so many cool features that I really enjoy. Like, for example, when you log in, there's like this circle icon of telling you who else is online and who else is viewing trades and stuff. I just want to build more collaborative and more like fun stuff that gets you really into like the journaling mood. ThetaGain.com, amazing, because it's free to use and it's public. And if you want to share your public profile, ThetaGain.com will still be probably the best solution there is, because it's just, there's so much value you get from just sharing your profile and people are just able to see all your trades in one screen. But if you want to join me and be able to see my trades and other otters' trades and share your own trades and be in this tight little community for just $9 a month, you can go to TradeOtter.com. But wait, there's more. Shout out to the 90s OxyClean and Shazam towels. Where are those orange towels that soaked up everything? I don't remember, but they actually worked. My friend had those. Weird millennial memory. Patrons already were told this and were given this, but patrons have a discount code that they're able to use so that they're able to get access to TradeOtter at a discount. I'm going to offer you guys on the podcast a discount as well. If you go to TradeOtter.com today, and then if you go to checkout, there's going to be like a spot for like a coupon code or a promotion code. If you use the promotion code ThetaGamePodcast30, you get an additional 30% off of the already 50% off of early access. So I think that makes your total out to be like $6. And that would be $6 a month for the entire year just to see if you like it. And if you like it, it'll just go up to $9 a month, because I'll still be honoring that you're part of the early access group. And by the time you're renewing at $9 a month when regular pricing is at $18. So if you've been a longtime follower, but you've never supported me on Patreon yet, because, you know, honestly, $40 a month, it's kind of steep. It's kind of more for like the premium people, the people that have nice jobs, and the people that just honestly really love me and support me. That's that category. If you want like a test run, and if you're like, I've always kind of wanted to see what Junie's about on the premium side, you can just join me for the $9 a month, or aka use your 30% off discount and use ThetaGamePodcast30 at TradeOtter.com and get in for like about $6 a month, which again, maybe like slightly more than a large coffee, or maybe even the same price as a large coffee at your favorite place. And you get to see how I trade and how everyone else trades, and access to my blood, sweat, and tears going into a product. Whew. So that's that. Let me just take another sip of my drink real quick. Okay. Yeah, it's been fun. Talking a little bit more about just like this self-employed journey, I've been learning a lot about marketing, and I feel like, wow, there has just been this entire chunk of work that I have not gotten better at because I just haven't focused on it, right? Like, in this podcast, I always talk about that, like, you know, I'm not going to advertise for someone that I don't want to advertise for. I don't like shilling my own stuff because, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm selling to you guys all the time. Today, you know, I just basically, you know, talked about Trade Otter for like 5 minutes. You know, I like talked your ear off. I'm working on marketing. I don't have a script or anything for it. I'm just literally just catching you guys up on things. But this is just like a whole area of skill that I want to develop too. And it's just really put that fire under my butt in a good way. Cause I'm like, wow, there's a whole other skill that I could feel like I could get better at, that I can improve on. And that's really made me feel really good, because in terms of software, I feel like I could really do anything I want. Like, I'm at that point where, if, as long as I have an idea, I can execute it. And I feel like in terms of coding, like, it's just like, I guess, writing a blog or writing essays for a living or writing articles for a blog or something. It's just something you just gradually get better at over time. So improvement, you know, from like from a junie standpoint, it was kind of hard to define over the like the last year, because I said, you know what, I'm going to take Theta Game full time, I'm going to give it my all. But it was really hard to measure my success in doing any of that, because what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to grow my Twitch? Is that my metric for success? How do I measure my success? Is it the more people that join Patreon? Is that more me being more successful? And so I started like developing these KPIs for myself on defining success. And I found out that, like, yeah, I was like very kneecapping my own success because of how I was marketing myself. I feel like I am actually a very confident person. I'm not going to say like, oh, I have low ego, I have trouble talking about myself. You guys hear me yap for like hours on this podcast, okay? But when it came to Theta Gang, I felt so bad like advertising for it. And I just couldn't figure out why. It's because ThetaGang.com is a free-to-use platform that has like some premium backend, you know, for like, you know, people that wanted to support me a little bit extra. And there was just so much conflict with me going Theta Game full time and that having that be my marketing angle. So Trade Otter alleviates all that. It's super cheap and it has the best quality of software being put into it, best quality of features, good community around that too. You get to see my trades, other people's trades. There's just so much going on there. And that realization of like, you know, I don't feel comfortable, like, I called it shilling, but what I was really trying to say was like, I don't feel comfortable marketing ThetaGang.com. And because the ethos didn't match up with the premium side, because like I'm building this free to use platform for the betterment. Like I'm using it, I'm building it, and I want other people to enjoy it too. But like being self-employed and trying to self-differentiate myself, like how am I supposed to make money scalably with this thing? And it's not possible. I think for the few select people that do actually end up supporting me on Patreon, shout out to you guys, thank you so much for letting me be able to pay my rent and be able to like provide all this extra stuff for others, it's just not something that I'm gonna be able to sustain on. And I was able to finally dig down and see that, because you know, I had the entire year to myself, I was laid off, I had a chance to focus on this sort of stuff. And it's one of the parts that I felt like I didn't enjoy, because there was just a clashing of ethos there. Like, oh, it's a free to use platform, but if you pay me a lot of money, $40 a month, you get to join Discord and all this other fun stuff. And again, there's just this huge gap in the middle where people want to support me, but they don't got $40 a month. And I understand that $40 a month, again, very, a very premium subscription. And that's why I made TradeOtter.com again, $9 a month. And even like just $6 a month if you use the coupon code DataGamePodcast30. And it's just, it feels so much better. I feel very free to work on marketing and improve there. And, you know, just like jujitsu, just like early on in my tech career, just like when I was just first raising the shrimp for the first time, my pet shrimp, I sucked at a lot of stuff. And right now I feel like I suck a lot at marketing, but I want to get really good at marketing. I feel like I have the energy to do it. I might not pick the right words or say the right things or time it or to do the right discount percentage or and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm trying. I feel myself improving every day. And the fact that I'm able to talk about Trade Otter so proudly really, 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 really I cannot express. I am like grasping my hands together right now. I wish I could think of better words to come up with this feeling of how pumped I am, how excited I am to be able to deliver my this newfound energy and this new product. Like I feel like all the gates are open for me to improve, and that's just something that's been missing for like most of 2024. Is like I really felt like I was putting all this energy into ThetaGain.com. And I see my Twitch numbers go up. I see, honestly, my Patreon number goes up. More people than ever on ThetaGain.com as well. Shout out to everyone that's continuing to use the website. It's not going anywhere. ThetaGain.com will just continue existing. But I'm noticing that my chance of buying a home is not going up, sadly. Like, I'm doing a lot of stuff just, like, for free. You know, I'm hosting my... I'm streaming on Twitch every Monday through Friday, you know, for free. I was doing the podcast for free. I was building this entire website and service for free. And then just a few select people would be supporting me on Patreon, which again, super grateful for. I cannot say it enough times. Really, you guys helped me pay my rent. And I am very grateful for that. But yeah, it just wasn't scalable for the foreseeable future because I'm only one person and I'm putting all this time into doing stuff that's for free. Trade Otter, not free, but accessible and cheap, but I'm giving you guys a lot of value and I finally see my path to success, and that's with Trade Otter if you guys wanted to join me there. Whew. I think there's a little bit more to talk about in terms of just like ThetaGain.com, just to solidify everything, because I can already imagine I'm going to receive a lot of emails. People are going to be like, oh man, I really believed in you. And yeah, you've been using ThetaGain for free for the last 6 years, but I can't believe you're charging people for Trade Otter. I thought it's like, dude, I wish I can just work for free if I had like, I work for free if I won the lottery, okay? Like, I love doing this stuff, but your boy needs to buy a house one day. Can I have $9 for my work? Anyway, so I know I'm going to get a lot of emails, and some of you are probably deeply saddened that, like, you know, I'm not going to be making, like, immense amount of changes to ThetaGain.com anymore. And I am sad as well about that. But I think that gets really overshadowed by, again, just the amount of work and development I'm going to be putting in Trade Otter. Because if you were with me during, some of you actually joined ThetaGain.com in 2019. Some of you have that 2019 badge on your ThetaGain.com profile. Shout out to, I think, Banna and I think Slow. I think, and maybe Major, but I'd argue maybe Major's like really early 2020. Anyway, if you were with me in the very early years of ThetaGain.com, TradeOtter.com right now is the exact same experience. We remember like when ThetaGain.com was super new, like every other day you like log in, the website looks different because I just added a new feature or I like change how something looks. Trade Otter is the exact same experience right now. If you like, when you are like joining Trade Otter, it's not like, oh, Junie's looking for just $9 a month from everybody. No, it's like an actual product. I don't think that's like clicked enough yet, but that's just me needing to improve at marketing. And that, yeah, there's just so much room for growth for me here. To alleviate that question, datinggame.com will remain free and it will be staying up. Talking a little bit more about this podcast, I've made the decision that I'm actually going to not stick to a weekly schedule to this podcast anymore. So this podcast will stay up. I mean, I don't think the episodes are going to go anywhere. I'm going to continue paying the hosting fees and everything for the episodes to stay up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. But I'm not going to be uploading every week. I don't get that good of a return on my time because while you guys might be listening to like an hour long episode, for every hour I spend recording, it's like I would say like 3 hours per 1 hour spent recording. I do a lot of takes of stuff that I say. There are obviously some episodes that are just faster, but especially this one, I'm at the 31 minute mark, and I think it's been 2 hours. I've had to say things over and over again, and it's like driving me insane, but that's also okay. I haven't recorded in a long time. There's so many different ways I could have like brought things up today, and this just feels the most genuine. Like I started a script just to start talking about Trade Otter and stuff, but this podcast has always been sort of on the more authentic side. So I'm just really saying it how it is and how I feel, and hopefully you can feel my energy for this entire thing. So yeah, the podcast not going to be on a weekly basis anymore, but what's more likely going to happen is like maybe at least once a year, I do like some sort of reflection podcast of like how things are going or how things are going for me. Or if anything huge happens, like, oh my God, there's another coronavirus ever again, oh, and everyone's under lockdown. Yeah, I'll record an episode just to check in and say, you know, I hope everything's good with you guys. Let's go. Let's like do this round two again. We'll be okay. Not to allude to like me thinking that's going to happen. I'm just like giving an extreme example. But yeah, I think I'm gonna leave this podcast for just having it for just like, not emergencies, but for very big occasions. So maybe I make one for like after I get married or something, but I'm really starting to just have this become like a lifestyle podcast. I'd imagine that a lot of you listening are some of the more hardcore fans, or you're listening to the podcast for the first time. And if you're listening to the podcast for the first time, I deeply apologize because this is nothing like the previous episodes. But yeah, after you know, you take a long break from a regular podcast schedule, your numbers drop off really hard. And I imagine that not a lot of people are going to be listening to this episode because the podcast community here is already really tight. We're not like a huge group. And so, you know, as I'm like dedicating like 3 hours of my workday or sometimes like 5 hours of my workday just to record like an hour or an hour and a half of a podcast episode, that's a lot of productivity gone if I did that 4 times a month. That's like nearly a week of working, right? So if I record every Friday for the 4 Fridays of the month, that's like 4 days gone, aka almost 5 days, aka a week of productivity gone per month. And that really adds up over time. So I'd rather be working on Trade Otter, building it up. But if you want to keep talking to me, or if you want to talk to me, or if you want to like see what my face looks like, or if you want to just like, you know, chat with me whenever, I think the best place to do that would be on my now Twitter. I'm back on Twitter now at TradeOtter_. So you'll see me. I'm the one with the blue check mark. There's that. And then I also want to sort of dive into Twitch. So when I was measuring my success, I talked about this like a few minutes ago. When I was measuring my success, I was like, you know what? I kind of want to grow my audience on Twitch. I want to make more friends. I want to see like how big I can make a community into, like, just responsibly trading, being transparent, all this stuff. And that being one of my main KPIs of success, while it doesn't deliver me like a good monthly recurring revenue, right? Like, the return on it is not that good, being honest, for the amount of time I spend on it. I will say, though, it really brightens up my day. The return on investment there, being in mood, has been really good. Like, this, just this last month in January, I don't know what it is, but I think a lot of people had a New Year's resolution of finally joining the stock market. I think that is helped a lot by last year's, like, end of the year rally. But a lot of people have been just, like, hammering in the stock market this year. Whether or not it's the content or people are telling their friends about it, the stream, we've had like a minimum of 40 people a day for the last, I think, 7 streaming sessions, which is crazy. Because when I first hit the go live button, when I first got laid off, there were 6 people. To some people, 6 people is a lot, and that was a lot to me too. I was like, dang, there's still 6 people caring about me enough to tune into Twitch. That slowly grew into like a average of like 15 people. 15 was like honestly pretty good too. I would say like more, it was like 11, like 10 or 11. And I would joke around and be like, babe, I got to like double digits today for stream numbers. And she'd be like, wow, that's so great. But then I'm like thinking, oh, it's like really only 10, you know? But now we're at freaking 40 minimum. That's the craziest part. Sometimes it balloons up to like 60. And I'm like, dang, man, there's like, I can't believe people are like tuning in now. You know, like, I've been doing this for so long. Why is everyone tuning in now? But it's welcome. I really enjoy my mornings now. Like, when it's Sunday and as I'm going to bed, I'm like genuinely excited to wake up and like work a little bit in the morning and then do the stream. My life right now feels really, really good. I make, I think, a 20th of what, no, maybe like a 30th of what I used to make. Okay. Being real, I make a 30th because, you know, I got laid off. I don't have a 9-to-5 job anymore. Literally getting paid via like Patreon, some Trade Otter subscriptions, and like a little bit on Twitch. Okay. I make a 30th of what I used to make, but I feel like, honestly, I've never been happier than ever before. This is like, I think this is a very privileged standpoint for sure. Gonna be real. Like, I feel very honored to be in this spot, but I'm not taking it for granted. You know, I'm very thankful. I worked hard to save up my money to be able to take risks like this. And honestly, I think you know, the big man in the sky for the layoff, to be honest. I don't know if I would have had the courage to take Theta Game full time without being laid off. So I think everything happens for a reason. And I'm just really happy with how things are panning out. This year, met a lot of cool people from the Twitch stream. A lot of people have been also joining the Patreon as well. Patreon is currently, I think, maxed out. So I'm probably going to have to open a seat after recording this episode. Yeah, I mean, I feel like because my parents are healthy, I'm healthy, fiance is healthy, friends are doing well. You know, I'm going to have my wedding soon. Jiu-jitsu's been great. I personally feel like I don't have that much to complain about, if anything, right? Like, I pray before I eat, and it's like, it's pretty frequent. I'll just like pray that, like, you know, thank you for keeping me safe and my fiance safe. I don't need anything right now. And I hope you are doing well, Lord. Like, that's like my usual prayer, you know? I feel like the old me back in like 2015, 2016, and 2017. Those were some of the like most ambiguous, most uncertain. You know, I didn't believe in God at the time. I was just really searching for answers, man. And I just remember always just asking, like, dude, can I just please get this software job? Can I please, you know, make this much money? Can I please do this? Can I please get this? With strength and faith and hard work and discipline and all the people that have supported me, like AKA like my friends that I've made over the years, and my mom always being there, always giving me words of affirmation. My mom's the best. I feel like I have been very fortunate to always have people backing me. But I think what sets me different from a lot of people is, like, I used to not be like this in my past self. I know that sounds maybe easy to believe or not easy to believe. I actually don't know where you guys stand on that. But I was not any... The version I am today is, like, so different before. And I think a lot of my, like, long-term childhood friends probably know me. I don't know how they were my friends before, but they stuck it through. And, you know, I had a conversation with my friend Zach, and I would very much think has that opinion of me that I changed a lot and for the better. And so, you know, as I was going through this, like, very ungrateful phase or this phase of not being a very good person, I still had the continued support of, like, my friends and my family. And then being able to take that support, translate that into, like, a good tech career of, like, not giving up, growing in the tech career, saving lots of money. And then at the end of it, looking back and then being able to be grateful and being able to just, like, keep that, like, rolling forward, you know. And I talked about this in the stream today. I don't know how many of you guys listening right now on the podcast were there, but let me just give you a quick story of what happened to me in jiu-jitsu yesterday. Me and this boy named Daniel. I'm not actually sure how old he is, but me and him will roll. We'll like wrestle, AKA do jiu-jitsu together. And we're like trying to kill each other. I'm trying to choke him. He's trying to choke me. I'm trying to break his arm. He's trying to break my arm. And we're going back and forth. And I love talking trash when I'm rolling. I think it's just so funny. I think it, like, keeps the energy up. And, you know, me and him are, like, telling each other, like, yo mama jokes. And, like, I'm saying, oh, you know, me and your mama go date after this class. So, you know, you've got to finish this quick. You know, it's that sort of stuff. It's just so, so funny. I think it's hilarious. He thinks it's hilarious. And class finishes up, and at the end of class, we all circle around and we talk about how to improve on our techniques, and, well, we ask each other the questions, and it's just a very good community time. But after we were finished rolling, I made this, like, you know, this roast, because we roast each other even up till the point we're in the circle. We walk back together, and I'm like, yeah, does your mom have a boyfriend or something like that? And then he would, like, say, oh, you know, I'm going to take your girlfriend. And I'm like, well, she's my fiance. You don't even have a girlfriend. And then, you know, that's supposed to be like a, oh, sick burn, sarcastic type of burn, right? That's not actually supposed to mean anything. And then he was like, well, I can't get one. And the feeling that I felt there, and I promise this is gonna all wrap up in a nice tightly package at the very end. There's a reason why I'm telling you this story. I promise. When he told me, "Well, I can't get a girlfriend," my heart and my gut sank. It's like that feeling of, like, when you're on a plane and there's, like, turbulence and you go down really quick. That's why I felt. I was like, "Oh, you know, like, wait, what the heck? You and me were just making fun of each other's moms." Like, what? I'm like, in my head, I'm like, what the heck happened? I'm like, no, you can get a girlfriend. And then he says, like, no, dude, you don't know how many times I've been rejected. And then so suddenly we went from yo mama jokes, and then, like, in this, like, 10, maybe 5 second time span, he's, like, telling me things that I'm sure that he doesn't actually talk about a lot with many other people. And he's like, Well, I've been rejected so many times. And I was like, well, that doesn't mean anything. You should definitely keep trying. Like, you haven't given up yet, right? He's like, no, I've given up. And I'm like, dude, why would you do that? He's like, no, you don't get it. I've been rejected so many times, more than you think. I'm like, dude, no, it doesn't matter. You're a handsome dude. You do jiu-jitsu. And from what I can tell, you're an amazing guy. Like, you have an amazing sense of humor, and you're so young. You know, why give up now? And then all he did was just like look at me and go give me like a, you know, like one of those anime, like, okay, I got you. You know, that little, maybe 15 seconds max of that, like, back and forth of, like, me, like, you know, roasting someone, talking trash with someone, you know, very friendly, we're laughing, ha ha ha. And there's like that quick moment where, like, wow, you know, this kid Daniel is like being very vulnerable to me and telling me that, like, he's been getting rejected so many times. Me, like, saying, no, dude, no, you're handsome, you're smart, you're still so young, don't give up. And then it was intense eye contact. He was like, I could tell, like, he was like saying thank you, but just like not saying, he was like, it was very cool. I was like very proud of myself. I'm like proud enough to be able to talk to you about this for like this, about this 10 second interaction that I had yesterday walking to the circle. But how this relates to everything that I just mentioned is I used to not be a good person. And I think it's because I had my friends and my family still believe in me when I was not a great person. And now that I'm grateful, I have so much room to keep it going, rolling it forward. I mean, I guess pun intended for options, but like giving it to other people. I am just so much more aware than I ever am. And I feel like that has only been elevated since I'm self-employed. I have all day to reflect on moments like these. I think someone else could have just easily said that as well, and it might have made just the same amount of impact. Everyone is different in interpreting feedback and just like motivation, right? But me, I'm feeling like I just made a huge impact in a kid's life from giving up on girls for some short-term foreseeable future than just like giving them enough motivation to keep trying. I think right now dating is really hard, and I don't blame them. And the standards for everybody's going up, for girls and guys, right? And here's a dude actually trying to get a girl. Dude, we're supposed to be motivating that. Like, don't tell people, oh, we don't need girls. You should feel you need your heart broken. You need to get scammed in RuneScape. What happened to childhoods? You know? So I am just still really eternally grateful for my past and like sort of the transformation that I'm still going through, right? Like I am not a perfect person. I can sound like one on the podcast by all means, but like I'm still not close to perfect. I have moments where I feel really good, and there are plenty of moments where you don't hear about that I feel really bad. Like I am just a regular person. I'm not done transforming. I'm definitely different from, you know, how many years is it, like from a decade ago. You know, I'm a, like night and day different, but I'm still growing those differences. Like I'm still getting better, and some of that is in the products that I am building, in the things I'm being more interested in day by day. But yeah, I think if I'm on that journey, you can be too. Whew. So let that be like a New Year's resolution reminder. Well, some of you made New Year's resolutions, let's be real. And today's January 31st, literally the end of January. So if you like somehow forgot about your New Year's resolution, you know, you're not done growing yet. So maybe just like go back to it, try to give it for that February 2nd try. that might be kind of good. I understand right now that the tech job space is very impacted. Very, very impacted. It's still impacted. right now, I think it's more important than ever to be able to market yourself. I know I just talked about that in terms of Trade Otter, but I want to quickly talk about that from like a 9-to-5 standpoint. Because, you know, I've had maybe, I think, 6 or 7 people in the Twitch chat come to the Twitch chat and basically say like, oh, I just got laid off, I'll have more time for the stream, LOL. And say it in sort some of that tone. Some of them have said that in the chat and said that they are going in for an interview like, you know, 2 weeks later, you know, and then like a week later they said they got the job, and then, you know, I actually haven't seen them since. So there are people that actually go through that entire like getting laid off, coming in the stream, venting a little bit, actually get into the interview process, get a job, and then they don't come back. Happy for them. I actually love that I was able to sort of be there for them during that low moment. But this is just me for me to really just emphasize that, like, I still see it. I still see this weakness in tech. And I know a lot of you are actually in tech. I think there's just something about selling options that just naturally attracts us as tech people, because we like numbers, you know, as the stereotype goes, and we think that we're good at numbers, as the stereotype goes, and it just naturally attracts more tech people. So if you're laid off, my number one tip, I think, for you right now is you gotta be comfortable with AI. Right now, more than ever, I think it's more important to be using an IDE that uses AI. Cloud Sonnet is a very popular model, so whatever IDE you choose for whatever your AI provider is, having cloud be an option, and that's Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, Sonnet. 3.5 is like the only one that I've seen ever. I haven't been in this that long, but I'd highly recommend getting used to it. It increases your productivity a lot, and if you're senior, you'll be able to know when it spits out bad code versus good code. So I'm not going to say like it prints out perfect code every time, but it does help a lot. Second, your resume, not only is it outdated because you didn't update it after you got laid off, it's also outdated in terms of like formatting. Resume meta has absolutely changed. Everything goes through a screener now, so you need to revamp your resume from ground up. And then I think lastly, guerrilla marketing is like ultra important for you now. So like if I were to give one tip to one of my homies, and you know, I did, I would say one of the best ways to get a lead right now is to actually go to whatever products you use. Like, I don't know, if you're into like gambling and you want to join a gambling like app, or if you want to join Twitter, or if you want to join any of your SaaS products you used before, like Datadog or something, go through their like customer support and then ask if they are hiring through there, and then get like add something in there that says like, do you have like a reference that I can use? Cause I use this product for X amount of years. I love it. And I really just want to see if I can join the team. I'm very highly motivated and I love using this product because of XYZ reasons. Have it very tailored. Cause if you just use the apply button on LinkedIn, the mass apply button, you looked like just another water molecule in the ocean. But if you go through like this like really rogue way of entering, like through their customer support or their billing, right? Like just be like, I'm having trouble setting this up for my side project. By the way, are you guys hiring? Can you like send my resume in or something like that? That stuff actually works, okay? I know from 2 instances. One for... what is it? Dave. One of my friends got into Dave that way. What's the other company? They create Autodesk. Autodesk is the other one. So guerrilla marketing for yourself is really strong. You could also like YOLO, like Twitter replies, you know, that sort of stuff is what makes you stand out right now, because everyone's uploading their resumes via AI and at mass too. So yeah, that's probably my few tips for if you are laid off. On the other side, say you are laid off and you're like, man, I want to give my own product a go. Dude, do I have tons of opinion about that? But I also don't want to take up too much of you guys' time on this sort of stuff. I just thought I'd help the people that need it the most. I'd argue that like if you're laid off and you're even contemplating that you're going to do your own thing, I feel like you have a good, you know, savings, or you have like something going well for you where you're able to even think that. I think if you got laid off and you have a mortgage and you have kids and a wife and stuff, I don't think you have the luxury of thinking about that sort of stuff. So maybe I keep that for like a, I don't know, some dedicated episode sometime in the future, or, you know, whatever I decide to do. I guess finally, after 55 minutes, I'll talk a little bit about the market. Lots of volatility. This DeepSeek stuff, there's so much tinfoil hat around it, man. Like, if you don't know what DeepSeek is, it's like this AI model. It's what gives you the answers when you speak to it. You know, for the people that are like less technically savvy, you need to have a lot of these like chips to be able to build the programming behind these AI models. AI models are essentially code. You need to have chips or these GPUs to be able to like power through these complex equations to be able to create this programmable model. And China released one that is very good. Now, the problem with the Chinese one is you can't ask it like bad things about China. You can't ask about like, you know, Tank Man, Tiananmen Square, all that, all the crazy stuff. And so while that's been happening, you know, they also took it down from the App Store because it was number one on the App Store for the longest time because it was just such a great value. It's free. It beats like OpenAI's best solution. But yeah, it had all these implications where it would also be sending your keystrokes and all data to China. But the thing that's been causing the market to sort of be super shaky is the fact that the Chinese have said that it costs like only 5 million to train, as opposed to like, you know, tens of millions, 50s of millions, hundreds of millions to train like the top models in the US have done or were made of. And that has kind of shaken the market into thinking like, okay, maybe these big companies that are spending these billions of dollars on these data centers and chip farms don't actually have to, and they're going to roll it back, or they'll roll back demand. And so that caused Nvidia to actually go down 15% in one day. And we're just kind of seeing the ramifications of that this week. So as I'm reporting this and talking about DeepSeek, it's already been about a week since it's happened. And Nvidia is sitting at like the 120 mark, and we're just kind of chilling, coasting on this Friday, seeing where the rest of the week next week goes. Something that I'm like starting to see, and I don't know how correct this will be, if at all, but some of the thinkings and some of my thinkings that recently have been like, instead of chips, it seems like right now a lot of the green movement have been from companies that actually make use of the AI. I think the top three examples would be Reddit, Meta, and Palantir. They seem to be the ones that are making the most amount of returns in the market, at least in my watch list, as opposed to AMD, Intel, VST. You know, these AI like hardware companies, cooling solutions, you know, GPUs, they don't seem to be doing nearly as being nearly as performant as their making AI useful counterparts, aka Meta. They are programming their own models. They use their AI to make their product better. Palantir is all AI, just making software useful software that is stemming from AI. They don't like build the chips. They make use of the models from chips. So their margins are just better, and their contracts are sticky. We also have a lot of AI earnings as well. I mean, Palantir is reporting soon. there's just been a lot. So right now, that's my like newest thought. I think I started thinking that like probably Tuesday of this week, so 4 days ago, I've started thinking about this, and I've only seen it like become more and more true. But who knows? Maybe next week is a new week. But right now, I'd say like the best bets that's what it's looking like is the companies that actually have useful AI right now. Right? There's no guessing of like where hardware demand will go from like the chip side, or like data center growth on any side. But it's really just who's making use of this like fantastic life changing technology right now. And there's a little bit less guessing work there. So I could see why this would continue forward, but again, not a guarantee, just an observation. Okay. You know, I took a pause there. I went to go pee. I drank too much of this like Celsius drink as I was recording. It's probably TMI, but yeah, I was just thinking about what should I talk about next? I think that's all, to be honest. I know there was a lot of change just like announced. And you know, if you were looking forward to like my return to the podcast and, you know, hearing me like we on a weekly basis again, I'm actually here on a daily basis at 9 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday at twitch.tv/realthetagang. And if you can't make it at 9 a.m. Pacific time, you can just literally go there and watch a VOD. And I'm there. I'm showing my trades and all that stuff. So this could be the reason why you actually end up joining the Twitch stream, is that, like, you know, you're not expecting a weekly podcast episode. Patreon is still going to be available there if you want to join the Discord and see my trade alerts for $40 a month at patreon.com/thetagang. Otherwise, if you're looking for more accessible pricing as well as the premium version of thetagang.com, the more premium version of the trading journal app, you can go to tradeotter.com, and from there you can use the ThetaGang podcast 30 promotion code. That's ThetaGang podcast the number 30, and you'll get 30% off the already 50% off early access pricing. It has been a long journey, and I just feel that I'm doing all of the right things that are making me currently very, very happy and very motivated. And I look really forward to seeing how all of this pans out. If anything big happens, I'll be sure to make a podcast episode. But I mean, it has to be really, really big. But hopefully something good as well, too. I hope everyone has a fantastic rest of their Friday for the people that are listening to this right now. And it's just going to be, for me today, a see you later. Bye-bye.